got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Hello, everybody! It's Dash here from Dash and N's Pretty Little Liars podcast. I am podcasting today live from my brand new derby skates. Okay, I'll sit down in. Because N looks like she wants to stab me in the face because she's been listening to this all day. Okay, I'm sitting down. But I'm still in my skates. I'm podcasting with my skates on for the whole show.
As long as you don't skate around.
I may only get up a couple of times to skate around.
Well, it'll be very annoying because it's hard. You don't understand how hard it is to edit this.
Just don't edit it out. Just let them hear.
No, it's not that. It's just that the continuity will sound really off if, like, you're skating around one bit and I have to cut off a bit and then suddenly you're not skating. It sounds weird.
Okay, I'll try and refrain from skating, but it will be difficult. Episode 9. Does anyone know what it's called?
Yeah, it's called The Perfect Storm.
Okie dokie, let's get going. We're at Spencer's place, studying.
For the SATs, apparently.
Yeah.
Do you even know what that means?
Sexy and
tough.
Troyan. Spencer and Troyans. That's what it stands for.
It's a test on Spencer and Troyan.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah. And they're two separate beings. Okay. Forgive me, everyone, because it's actually been a few days since I watched and made these notes, and because we were supposed to podcast a while ago and we didn't get around to it. So I'm pretty hazy, actually, on this episode, but someone mentioned Rhode Island, like they're from Rhode Island?
No, they were saying that Noel's dad owns half of Rhode Island.
Oh.
Which is like a place in New York, near New York.
It's actually a state in its own right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, it's near New York,
right?
Haven't
you seen Miss Congeniality?
Oh, yes. Miss Rhode Island.
Miss Rhode Island.
So it's its own state and it's an island?
Yeah.
Off of...
Well, I get that because it's called Rhode Island.
Yeah, but that doesn't... Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, is it connected at all to the states or do you have to go on a boat to get to it?
At all. I have no idea. Okay. All I know is it's a state because I've seen Miss Congeniality and it's an island because it's called Rhode Island.
Right.
That's my only knowledge of Rhode Island. Oh, and wait, no. Isn't Family Guy, isn't that set in Rhode Island? I'm almost certain that that's set in Rhode Island.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is...
Cohog, Rhode Island.
If Noel's dad owns half of Rhode Island, why are they living in Rosewood
I think
in Pennsylvania?
I think it's just a figure of speech. Like, he probably owns a lot of property there. It doesn't necessarily mean he doesn't own property everywhere else. He's obviously just very, very rich.
Right.
And from the impression I get from Family Guy and Miss Congeniality, Rhode Island doesn't exactly seem like the hippest place.
Okay.
The most happening spot.
Right.
The most kicking joint.
Okay, let's let's go back to the first part of the episode where everyone's studying and Hannah is eating something, pasta or something, and everyone's like, why are you still eating
fatty.
That? Yeah, and they say that Spencer is scary.
Hmm.
Do you agree?
I don't agree she's scary. I think she's willful.
I think she's she's kind of, she's not scary, but she's...
Willful.
No, the word that I'm looking for is...
Willful.
No. She's intimidating.
No, you've just got to know her.
If I knew... if I knew her, I would find her... Like, if I knew the character of Spencer, I'd find her really intimidating.
You've just got to really understand and be on the same wavelength. And then you'll see it's just willfulness.
Okay.
She's a force of nature, my Troyan. Oh, and one more thing. Spencer's mum is from Law and Order, SVU.
Is she?
Yeah. She's the main lady from SVU.
Do you know what she says, though, which I find, like, kind of inappropriate for this show?
Yeah.
The mum's like, oh, I remember what it was like to eat.
Yeah.
Do you think she's saying that because she wants to stay thin or
she's
so busy?
She's older, I think, like...
No, I think it's maybe it's, she's so busy that she doesn't have time to
eat. It's probably a combination of the two, but I know as soon as you sort of, like... get past baby-making stage, your whole body starts to just fall apart, and especially your metabolism.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as you pass that stage, your metabolism just dies.
I wasn't sure, but then when I think about it now, I think it's because she's so busy.
It's probably just, yeah, just being, like, older and busy and not being young and just being able to do whatever the fuck you want.
All right, so let's go back to the scene. Basically, they're just talking about the SATs, how Spencer's kind of scary, and Hannah's trying to convince Aria that her and Noel will make a really good couple.
Yeah.
Which I agree. I think they'd make a really cute couple.
They probably would.
They're both pretty good-looking people.
Noel's rich, so.
Yeah, that too.
And then we go to Emily?
Yeah, to Emily's house in the middle of the night, it seems, and it's raining outside, and she's, like, rushed in and she's all muddy and what does she do? She chucks something under the bed. I don't know what it
is. Yeah, you don't know what it is.
Yeah, and
she's
then
all like, and then she gets a text.
Yeah, the text from A says, "There's only so much you can bury, Emily. You're not done with me yet."
A.
So she's been burying something. Okay.
And we don't know.
We don't know what it is.
And then we get the credits. And school with Spencer's mum. I don't remember any of this. I feel like I should watch it again.
Well, no, they go to school and then Alex is there for some reason.
Yeah.
They're doing SATs at the same school.
Oh, yeah, obviously his school building was probably busy or something. Like, they obviously just hop. They do that sometimes here.
Your school.
My school students had to go to the other high school to do...
Like, the exams?
Exams, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we just didn't have the space.
Oh, okay.
So it's not... I didn't think it was unusual.
Hmm. All right, so they combine... Their school. So, like, is Alex's school, like, the poor school in Rosewood? You'd think that, like, it seems like there's no poor. Like, is it just, like, poor people and rich people there? There's no middle class, like, in Neptune?
I don't understand.
There must be a public school and a private school.
Yeah. The mum has a big spaz and Detective Dickface shows up.
So there's a weirdness between Alex and the mum.
Yeah.
And we don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
And then Detective Dickface says that they closed the road because Allison's memorial got trashed.
I really, really don't like it. Like, there's something about that guy. Even his, like...
He's got really big ears.
Yeah, I noticed that. But I just mean, like, he's just so slimy. And, oh, I can't stand
it. The thing is, every time I look at him, I always think of the character he used to play on a show called Popular.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen that show.
Yeah, you showed me an episode of it. Shit. Didn't Ryan Murphy make that show?
Yeah, he did.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was quite terrible. But I still watched it because I thought...
And it had that super lesbian girl on it, even though she was straight in the show. In real life, she's like...
Yeah. She plays a cheerleader in the show.
Yeah.
Her name in the show is called Mary...
Dougie McDuckduck?
No, it's Mary Cherry. She's awesome. She's like my favourite character in the whole show. But anyway, that's another show called Popular. Let's keep talking about this show.
Then we've got Detective Duke Faces with Emily.
Yeah.
He's talking to her.
Yeah. Okay.
The shoes!
Come on, what seriously. The fuck?
Like, as if she doesn't have more than one fucking...
She probably owns, like, 20 pairs of shoes.
Why the F would you take them?
Hey, I thought that, like, she came home, she took off her shoes, she shoved something under her bed. I assume she shoved, like, the little statues that she stole under her bed.
Why the fuck were they in her bed?
I don't know. Why was she wearing the same shoes?
And why did she have the bajigan thingies in her bag?
I don't know. We're not up to that bit yet. But her shoes, come on.
Yeah, as soon as I saw her, I just went, what the fuck? What?
It makes no sense.
I know. Okay, so we gotta try and move on from that.
Okay, right.
Hannah, Ari, and Spencer are at the library.
Yeah, and they talk about the memorial and...
Then you see Pipo.
Piper is apparently now a teacher at the school.
Yeah, lol. What the fuck?
What is she going to teach?
I don't know, art? How to manage a gallery? How to have a divorce?
How to divorce find a 101.
Shit, how to find a shit husband. Piper.
Alright, so then Aria and Piper have this thing about how Aria won't come over and see her.
Yeah.
And she's like, didn't you think that we weren't ready for it or something
blah,
like that?
Blah, 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 blah.
What? Aria, come on. I don't understand. Why does Aria have to be ready for her parents to break up? They have a relationship. It's obviously not
over it, Aria. Then
we go to Hannah's mum's house.
Oh my god, don't even want to talk about it. Byron, go away. Crap storyline.
Okay, but first I want to ask a question. When she talks to him on the phone, she's like, he says, I'll bring my own bread. And she goes, you might want to bring your own jelly as well.
Yeah.
What is she talking about?
Jam. You know she's talking about jam. They call it jam. Jelly.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, it's peanut butter and jam.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I've tried together and I really don't like it.
It's like meh. It's alright. I wouldn't ever do it on purpose. I've eaten it at other people's houses.
It just seems like a weird combination.
Yeah, it's not that good. You know what's better? Peanut butter and banana. Mm. Oh, yum.
That is pretty good. I tried that. I like butter and banana.
But yeah, Americans, we don't call it jelly. We call it jam. And we call Jell-O jelly.
Yeah, that's why I was confused. I was like...
Why would you have a Jell-O sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's weird. All right, anyway, moving on. We don't really like the Byron and Ashley storyline, so we'll probably just, like, skim past that all the time.
Because it's shit, and they're both shit, and they don't deserve screen time. Spencer does. It should just be up... Even if it was just... A freeze frame of Spencer, but like, however length of time it was supposed to be of them, I will be happy with that.
All right, so the next scene is in the library where Mona is being super annoying. That's when she comes up to
Lucas
and
she's like, Hannah. Oh, you have a dick and a pussy, blah, blah, blah.
What happens if your dick and pussy touch?
Have you seen? Can you get yourself pregnant?
Do you remember that in Family Guy?
Yeah.
So, I have this theory that Mona and Lucas are teamed up to be A. My theory is that A cannot be one person. It is got to be two people, two characters that we know of. And Mona and Lucas seem to, like, hate each other or whatever, but they both used to be really unpopular. So they could have been friends before.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's a possibility. Yeah. That's actually nice work there.
Yeah, I'm pretty smart like that.
And then we get a thing. Emily gets a text. Hey, Em, you weren't the only one with great expectations. Check it out.
Is this when she lies about being at Spencer's house?
This is when she picks up Great Expectations, the copy of it in the library, and she has that,
Yeah, but before that, they're all, Detective Dickface comes along and goes, so you guys were all studying together.
No, that comes up after this.
Oh, okay.
She gets that text.
Yeah, she gets a text saying...
And she doesn't have anything, she's not reading the book or anything yet. She's sitting at the table and she gets that text. Yep. She's like, what does that even mean? And then she realises the emphasis on Great Expectations.
Yeah.
But Detective Dickface, in the meantime, comes up.
Yeah.
And, he says, you know, they say that they were all at Spencer's studying, because he said, where were you last night?
Yep.
And they're all like... Yeah, we were all there, and you know, Emily's like all there, and then everyone else is like, what the fuck? But yeah, true, sorry, bro, even though it's not.
Yeah, Emily is lying about it, we don't know why. And then Emily gets up to go to the bathroom, and she's like, oh, we can try and all fit in one stall or something, and then she stops off. Girls always go to the bathroom together.
But she didn't mean it like that. I know, but
I'm just saying, at my high school, girls would always, flock to the bathroom together for some reason. I don't know why.
If I went to the toilet at, lunchtime, I'd always make people come with me.
Why?
Just because I was bored in the bathroom. I'd be like, I'm going to the toilet, you guys want to come? And they'd be like, yeah, okay. because the whole point of lunch is that you hang out together. You hang out, it doesn't even matter where you are. You just hang out in the mess hall, whatever you hang out in the...
Yeah, well, my friends did it too, but I always found it kind of weird.
Yeah, but you find that so bizarre. The other day when my brother was home, I was peeing. He just walked in. We had a conversation. Then I walked. He's my brother.
Yeah, but then, you pee with the door open, which I find extremely strange. That's what I mean.
With you, you can't even have the door open, let alone have a conversation. You're like, get away! What the hell's that door?
Okay, maybe I can have a conversation, but I cannot have the door open when I'm peeing. I want to see.
This is my point. Me and my brother are comfortable doing that.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I mean, I don't see his willy when he pees, but I pee because he can't see anything.
Okay, could you honestly, in your head, see me having a conversation with my brother with the door open and him standing there talking to me? No, you can't see that.
But you can see me and Matt doing that.
Yeah, but your family's different than mine.
Yeah, we're not weird and freaky.
I think you're the weird and freaky one. That's just weird.
What? Just talk to someone while you pee?
Not talk, but have the door open and just have your bits hanging everywhere.
My bits are not hanging everywhere. Yeah, that's the point.
But you're half naked.
My bits are inside my body.
Okay, but you're half naked. Come on.
My butt's hanging out. But you can't even see that. You can see my thigh.
Still, it's gross.
Okay, if you say so.
Anyway.
Emily goes and finds the letter. And she opens it, but you don't sort of see anything.
Yeah, and then I think Spencer gets a message from A saying, define desertion. Seems like you're about to lose Emily, who's next. So... A must know that they were doing that word game thing from last night. Because Aria was like, define this and define that. And so
now I get that, because I was like, that seemed really random.
Yeah, so it's weird. A must be spying. It must have hidden cameras and shit in their house.
Unless A is Spencer's mom.
Or Spencer herself.
What? That was my skate!
Sure.
Anyway... Oh, and then Spencer's grinding that pencil, and I was like, damn, bitch, you can grind my pencil anytime! But it would make more sense if I was a boy. But still, it was hot how she was grinding the pencil.
Oh, I should have had all those chips.
I feel sick.
Yeah.
You always eat, the whole bag, and then you're like, oh!
I don't eat the whole bag, just some in there, and you had some too.
Alex comes up, and he's all like, don't want to talk about your mom's weirdness, blah, blah, blah. I'm all Spanish and whatnot, blah, blah, blah.
First you were like, he's not Spanish. I thought he had an accent. I know,
but then Liz Lemon told me that he was, so I believe her. Was it Liz Lemon?
No, it was someone else. It was Deirdre, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Deirdre. Props to whoever said, hi Deirdre and Liz Lemon.
Then Mona and Hannah talk. Yeah, because Mona reckons that Lucas is into her.
Oh yeah, and Mona's just being a complete whore again.
And Hannah's like, he's not into you.
You bought my bag on eBay, lol. I broke the handle at the Jolly Roger, lol. Then Mona's like, it was actually supposed to be a goof, lol. And then Aria goes and talks to the librarian.
Why does Mona go, you can take my something something and introduce them to your Benjamin Franklin?
I think it's something about their denominations of money.
Who's on their money, right? So yeah. She's saying, you can keep my hundreds and introduce them to your fifties?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, alright. Oh, anyway, go on.
Like, I've got more money and you've got less money, basically.
Right.
And then Aria goes up to talk to the librarian. The librarian's just like, y'all better get back to your seat now.
Mm-hmm.
There be a damn storm warning up in this bitch. I...
You're so fucking racist.
No, I'm making fun of stereotypes.
She's so dumb.
You are really dumb, for real. They're climbing in your windows, they're snatching your people up. Y'all need to hatch kids, hatch wife, hatch kids. Even your husband, because they rape and never.
Alright.
So anyway, the lady at the counter was in no way like how I described. She was actually very eloquent in the way she told Ari to sit her damn ass down. Motherfucker, I'm gonna pop a cap in your ass.
I can't do this podcast.
Why? You're laughing. You must be having fun.
Okay.
Hannah's mum and Byron.
No, wait, you skipped something.
No.
Noel asks Ari out.
Oh, yeah.
And she says no.
She's like, hell nah. Motherfucker.
And that's when we see her chin, like, nearly take him out. When she turns around.
Yeah. Her chin looks like an elf's shoe.
What?
You know how they go like...
yeah. Then Byron and Ashley.
Yeah, okay, so basically, he's still there, having toast. He didn't send the lacrosse form, we move on.
Yep. No, well, he kind of asked her out, and then, like, yeah, it's weird. And then Pretty Little Lies turns into Glee Club, with Noel playing guitar and Aria singing.
Oh, yeah, there's a few things that are funny about this scene, to me, because I play guitar. And so when he starts playing the beginning of that song, and she's all like, I said this to Em, she's all like, oh, I know that song. My parents used to listen to that song or something. It's literally like just a C and a G put together and a really average strumming pattern that could be
any song
by anyone. And it could be, it's like, it literally could be like about 50 songs that are coming to my head right now. And the possibility is like 5,000 songs that could have been. So I thought that was kind of hilarious. And I always lol at TV strumming patterns because they never actually match the strumming patterns.
Obviously. So they weren't matching? I wasn't looking.
No, well, I mean, like, because most people think it would be because it's to the beat, but yeah. It's not necessarily to the right ups, downstrokes, and stuff like that.
I don't know, I don't play any instruments, but...
Anyway, but Aria's voice was impressive.
It was.
I don't know the degree of autotune they had to use, but it was good.
Do you reckon they, like, how with Glee they go and record it in a...
Yeah, 100%.
Thingy box. They always do that. Okay, alright.
It's easier.
Then...
Emily reads the letter, and we have a flashback.
No, wait, first, Fitz shows up.
That comes on later.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so they're singing whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so go on, what was...
Emily's reading the letter and she has the flashbacks.
She's had too much LSD, in my opinion.
Yeah, flashbacks are very bright and shiny.
Yeah, but she's, like, seeing things and shit.
Seeing what?
Because she, like, looked it through the bookcase and then she saw Alison there.
So that was a failed joke just then?
Yeah.
And then...
the flashback.
Yeah, and... Alison's all like, I liked you because you're big on happy endings.
She's like, let me braid your hair.
I want Mac on you so bad. Oh, touch me. Oh, touch my 14-year-old pops.
So then Em kisses her, and it's just like a peck. It's nothing.
Yeah, it's just like...
Is that their first kiss, do you think?
Probably. And there's like the most tiniest little bit of like lip in there, but there was no tongue or anything.
Yeah, okay. So that's their first kiss, do you think? Definitely.
Yeah, it was really cute though.
Yeah, it was quite
except
cute.
Except for when I had to look at Allison's ugly head. Maybe that's when her head got all demented.
She's like pulled back from the kids. Yeah, this makes no sense to anyone because they can't see my actions.
We basically just always think that photo they show of her at the memorial and at the funeral is so funny because it looks like they photoshopped her head on sideways. That's a funny photo. So yeah, basically it just shows her, Allison, kissing Emily. Or Emily actually went in.
Yeah, and so then I freeze frame on the letter and I read it.
But the letter's not up yet.
Yeah, that's what I've got next.
I haven't got the letter.
Oh. Well, it's because at the start she opens a letter and I freeze framed all that.
Yeah, go on.
It basically is just Emily saying that she's confused about Allison's signals. She's like, blah, 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 you know.
It was quite strongly worded.
Was it?
Yeah. She was all like.
Because she was saying, oh, you know, we kissed and I kind of hoped that it would happen again.
But you treat me like, you know. Yeah. The second part of it was like over the page. She's like, you treat me like it. You know, like, I know that you use me and one day, 1 minute you're hot and then you're cold.
Yeah, yeah. And it turns into a Katy Perry song.
Yeah. You're yes, then you're no. Sometimes yeah. You're in, then you're out. You're up and you're down.
Yep. It's wrong, it's right. It's black and it's white. Yep.
We fight, we break up, we kiss, we make up.
So this is when Arya and Noel nearly kiss and then Ezra walks in.
And Arya's all like, I'm going to let you touch me in my skin tight jeans or whatever. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream.
It does actually suit that song, don't you think? Them, their storyline. So then what's he talking about? I don't even know. He's talking about going away to another school and, like, going for an interview or something?
Yeah. Something like that. He's all, like, California girls. They're so...
Except he went to New York.
Daisy Dukes bikini.
You're going to sing all of Katy Perry's songs, aren't you?
He kissed a girl and he liked it.
He did kiss a girl and he did like it. But he knows it's wrong.
He kissed a little girl and he liked it.
That's just wrong. That is wrong.
Oi, the taste of a cherry chapstick. He kissed a juvie and he liked it. Taste of her juvie chapstick.
Next scene, which we don't even want to talk about, is
Ari's Wait, there's something I wanted to say. I actually have something written down for this scene.
Okay.
Just let me figure out what it is. Scene's pretty good. Ezra, fuck off. Oh my god, you like totally got a haircut for me and totally thought about you sometimes when I wasn't kissing Noel Khan, so what gives?
That made no sense to me.
Basically, it was like, I got from that scene was Arya's just like, so like, I totally thought about you for a couple of days and you totally got a haircut for me, so like, what the fuck? You just show up here and that means nothing to you, those couple of days and that haircut?
I think it was more than a couple of days.
She says, I thought about you for days. And he's like, I thought about you for every second or whatever. So it's like, so you thought about it for seconds. And she thought about you for days, like, whoa, you guys are going way out.
No, he goes, I thought about you every second.
I know, I'm just taking the piss. But the way Arya described it was hell funny. What about that haircut? That means nothing. Anyway. Yeah, so then what do you say? Byron.
Yeah, Byron and Ashley. And how she's saying that everyone on the street knows that he's cheated.
Good. Hope everyone does. Hope everyone machetes him.
Oh, I can't stand him.
Then we got school, Hannah and Mona. And
finally!
Hannah finally shuts her down.
Hannah totally shuts
Mona
down.
I wish it was more public, though.
Yeah, I wish that everyone had kind of seen that.
I was disappointed that she pulled her aside.
Yeah, and told her to... Because she's still her friend, I guess.
Yeah, but I'd be like, dude, fuck off.
Yeah, but she's her friend. She doesn't want to... She still wants that popularity. And for that, she needs people to, like, you know, follow her or whatever. So
get Lucas to follow her.
I don't know.
And then Alex and Spencer. And all he says is, like, it's up to your mum to tell you, you know, what happened between us.
So then we have another flashback of Allison just disrobing in the locker room, which never happens, ever. I wish it did, but it doesn't.
Yeah. I think, like I said to you, it was kind of like...
She did it on purpose.
She did it. She's just really manipulative, and she knows how to get what she wants from people.
Yeah, I thought it was so cute the way that Emily kissed her on the, like, shoulder or whatever.
I don't like her fingernails.
Who?
Emily.
I don't look at her fingernails. What, are they long?
No, this wasn't the longness. I just didn't like them.
What was wrong with them?
I don't know. They just weren't my kind of fingernails.
What are your kind of fingernails?
I don't know. They just didn't appeal to me.
What? You actually look at people's fingernails and be like, that appeals to me. Like, is that like a trait in...
Not really. I just noticed hers and I was like, oh, they're pretty av.
You have to tell me. What's average and what's hot and what's not?
I don't know. I like cute fingers.
What does that mean?
I don't know, cute ones.
What, tell me what it like. What's small and long or what?
Just cute.
What about mine? Are they cute?
Yours are okay.
Just okay.
Well, they're pretty good.
They're good.
Better than Emily's, put it that way.
Really? I don't like my hands.
You got pretty good hands.
No, I don't like them.
I like the pigments.
I don't like the
pigments.
In the
underside. Show me. In the underside. Yeah, I like that.
Why?
Because it's cool.
What do you mean?
Because mine doesn't have any.
What pigments are you talking about?
You know how there's little brown lines?
They're not really that brown.
Like the ink sort of like seeped in there.
No, they're just deeper.
I don't know, I like it. Mine doesn't have any.
Yeah, you don't actually. Mine just are more defined, that's all.
Yeah, but you get a little brown in there.
Yeah, it's because my skin's brown.
Because the ink seeped in.
Oh, when God made me, he was like, oh, I'll just let you dry out.
When God made you, he's a watercolour.
Okay. And he made you what?
Probably cheap acrylic.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway.
Emily
and Ally flashback.
Yeah, so Allison gets mad when...
She's all like, I like boys and I'm just practicing on you, blah, blah, blah.
I know, that seemed like a bit...
And then Emily got that bazooka out of her locker and blew her face off.
No, but...
And her brain
you can,
exploded all
you
over
You can really see the manipulation when Emily got mad and walked away. And she's like, hey, you're my ride.
Yeah.
And Emily actually hangs around.
It. I was like, oh, I'd shove it in your arm.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, fucking walk home, you bitch.
What is this? Don't leave the...
Letter.
Letter. Obvious.
Yeah. M's being haunted in the library and then she runs around. She's like, hello?
Hello? You guys?
And then obviously when she goes back to her bag, it's gone. So that means Detective Dickface came and was looking at her or was spying on her and took her bag when she was like 3.
In her like flashback trance.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's 3 aisles away and then he took her bag.
Allison.
He's pretty fucking creepy.
He's a douchebag.
Alright.
He looks like a Ken doll. Looks like an ugly Ken doll.
Speaking of Ken dolls, where's Hannah's boyfriend? And where's Maya? Why aren't they in these episodes?
I don't know. Miss Maya, not Hannah's boyfriend, though.
Are they in different grades, do you think?
No.
They're all in the same grade?
They probably just weren't in the scenes. They probably just didn't come up. Emily spent most of the episode hiding, so there's no really need for you to see Maya. And
yeah.
Sean and Hannah are like, you know, not really buds.
What happened last episode?
They're not buds anymore.
Yeah, but why? What happened? Was it the homecoming?
Oh, they did get buds.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Because they went to Band of Horses.
Yeah, that's why I was like, where the hell are... Where is he?
They just didn't have enough money for that this time.
Okay, fair enough.
Then we got Piper and Fitz.
They are totally going to get together.
Yeah, and they had like a little D&M.
Yeah, I want them to get together.
I think it would be cute. Ari would have a fucking coronary.
Yeah, I think she would. She would die.
Her chin would explode. And then, no, her chin would just like go, and then she'd like slice through everyone. Chin ninja! So. Ha ha, mother!
It would be pretty cool if they did.
She would join forces with Robot Mum.
Yeah, she would.
She would be like, I'm turning evil, I'm going over to the jobs.
Robot Mum wasn't in this episode.
Robot Mum would use her chin as part of her evil plot.
Poor Arya. Her mum's totally getting into that.
Well, then we see Arya and Noel again. I don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're just, like, hanging. Oh, she agrees to go to that date with him.
No, I don't think that's yet. I think they're just talking or something. And then we get to Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, where she confronts Emily and she's like, she just gets straight to the point. She's like, oh, if you're hooking up with Maya, you know, you can tell the others.
Mm.
I'm like, that's very smooth, the way you just kind of said that, you know.
Yeah. It's nice, though.
I really like Hannah because she's so...
Yeah, she's so nice. She's just like webs, eh?
I love Hannah.
Like, bang chicks, that's cool with me, bro.
Yeah. I hope she was hooking up with Maya at some point.
Maya's so fucking hot. Maybe the librarian's Maya's mum.
I don't think so. Just because they're both black doesn't mean they're related.
then we got Emily and Detective Dickface.
She gets interrogated by Detective Dickface.
She spills the bean.
So the PLL girls see photos of Emily at the memorial at night. And they find the bits of memorial in her bag, which makes no sense. Why would she bring them to school?
I don't know. Why would she bring them to feral? Really?
But seriously, why would she bring them to school on the day of her SATs? Like,
do you know why? Because the writers of the show are not that great at writing shows.
I think they're good at writing. There's just so many, like, I just don't get why she would bring it.
They're good at writing high school dramas. They're not good at writing mysteries.
Maybe she brought them to the school.
Miss Marple would be disappointed.
I think she brought them to school maybe to tell the other girls. Or like...
What about her shoes?
I don't understand.
She doesn't have another pair of shoes?
I don't know. Maybe she like got up late, just like, shit, I got to put on some shoes. These ones are there. I'll put them on.
Oh my God, it doesn't take 5 seconds to walk over to your wardrobe and get some other ones.
Maybe all her other shoes were all dirty as well. Who knows? Maybe they're all the wash. Maybe her mum has like rationed her to like one pair of shoes.
Her mum is the kind of person that would do that. But I really don't think we're supposed to go through that much trouble to figure it out.
Okay.
So then Spencer's mum comes in and basically owns.
Wait, first, like, she gets outed. Detective Dickface outs her.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even say that?
No.
Oh, yeah, that was really sad, except for Emily's acting in that was kind of bad.
Really? I thought it was pretty good.
Her faux tears were pretty bad. Spencer's was better. Spencer looked really genuinely concerned.
I think Emily looked pretty good, you know. Have you been outed before? Not just to friends, but just to anyone, like, have you been outed?
In what way?
Like... Someone has said, you know, something about you being gay in front of someone who didn't know you were gay that you didn't want them to know.
No, have you?
Kind of, actually. Once, I was on the train coming back from my ex-girlfriend's house, and I was with a couple of people who I went to high school with, and one person knew and the others didn't, and then that person started talking about it, and it was like, oh, is it weird that you're at your ex-girlfriend's house, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, shut up, I don't want these people to know. But they all kind of found out just because that conversation was embarrassing.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah. And then the whole, like, my family all knowing without me realising that they all knew, that was kind of weird too.
Yeah, I remember that. Was kind of weird.
Anyway, so then that is when Lawyer Mum comes in and, like, owns. She fucking owned.
She's like, what century are you in?
Yeah. And she was like... You're going to face me down with opposing counsel.
She's like, I've spent years working for SVU. I know this shit backwards.
So I both...
with rape victims, motherfucker.
So both Spencer's parents are lawyers.
I suppose so.
Because, like, in one of the earlier episodes, the dad's talking about, like, winning a case or something. All right. And then Emily looks really sad, and I just want to hug her because she's crying and shit.
You always want to hug crying girls.
I do, actually.
You have, like, a bit of a turn on for crying
girls. No, I don't have a turn on. I just, like, I have this need to comfort girls.
Yeah, you do like it, though. Because when you get some.
That's not true. I don't always get some.
Get some.
I don't always get some.
G.
I don't. But I can't stand to see a crying girl, like, pulls at my heartstrings. It's one of those things.
What about a crying boy?
Yeah, it still pulls at my... When I saw my brother cry, I was just, like, devastated.
But you mostly like crying girls because they're hotter?
Yeah.
So then the SAT gets rescheduled?
Yep.
And everyone's like, woo-woo!
Yep.
And then Spencer and the mum. Oh, okay, yep. So Spencer says, you know, I want to fucking know what the dealio-yo is.
Yeah.
And the mum pulls her aside and is like, yo, bitch, Alex and I had D&Ms. I got wasted on sidecars. Now I only drink spritzers. The end.
And she said that she had a lump in her breast.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that part.
The most important part of that bit. And then apparently, like, she swore Alex to silence.
To say, don't talk about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And she's like, for real, stop. And then they had knuckles, I bet.
What?
I bet they knuckled each other up. Maybe. There. And then they probably
I first saw the episode, I was like... What? Did they have sex or something?
Yeah,
like,
I was thinking that they hooked up or something.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's nothing that bad.
Oh, it was bad that, like, nobody in their family knew that she had freaking breast cancer.
I know, like...
It's fucked up.
And I'm glad Spencer said, you know, being sick is not an imperfection. Like,
I know, because Spencer's awesome and she knows.
So, all right, you got to cool down on that Spencer love there.
So, parental breakthrough, basically.
Yeah.
Then we have Hannah's mum and Byron again. Ew, gross, go away.
They had a dinner organised, but then they cancelled it because they realised how disgusting it would be.
They turned the lights on and all bets were off. Like, yeah. Turned the lights on and like, oh, actually, you're
fucking super ugly.
So then Aria and Noel, and she's like, yeah, let's have the date, lols. Yeah. But I can't go on Friday because I'm hanging out with my mom for an hour. So, like, Saturday.
And then you can see, like, Aria's mum, Piper, just being, she's being a teacher kind of thing.
She's all like, she's such a MILF.
I know, she's a fucking MILF.
The song playing in this scene is actually really cool too. I like it.
I would totally do Piper.
Oh, you know what I do?
She's a MILF.
You know who could do each other?
Who?
Piper and Spencer.
No, I was thinking like Piper and Hannah.
Didn't we talk about Piper and Spencer having a thing?
I think we did,
like,
actually.
Like the second podcast or something?
Yeah.
So yeah, then Alex and Spencer are all like making out. And it's hot.
Okay, so $96 for a leather jacket? That seems unreal. Sorry. Keep talking about Spencer and Alex.
It depends on its condition, and maybe it's not real leather.
I don't know. I don't think Hannah is the type of person to not wear real leather.
True.
So
$96 before the American dollar went to shit.
Yeah. The Australian dollar is totally owning at the moment.
Yeah, fucking is.
So Lucas and Hannah are friends.
But then she walks off and Lucas has dirty shoes.
Okay, again, he can't change his shoes? I don't understand this at all. I don't understand at all.
Plus, it's a friggin' storm outside. Maybe they walked through a puddle this morning.
Exactly! And everyone else's shoes are completely clean.
You know, it makes no sense. Everyone else came in Spencer's SVU. SUV?
Yeah, but you said SVU.
Special Victims. And then is it the end with this stupid anonymous ending?
Yeah, with the video of Allison saying,
I know you want to kiss me.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And my computer's there in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
So that's it.
Is that it for that episode?
Yep.
Is that all that happened?
It's all over Red Rover. Got any shout-outs?
Yeah, but I can hit my phone. It's over there.
I got a shout-out. You know who I'm shouting out to?
Yeah.
Liz Lemon.
Okay.
She's awesome. I just think she's hell funny.
Her boss is in love with her.
Yeah, I read that on Twitter. I know I've shouted to her before, but and we always, like, mentioned her and shit, but she's just hell cool and funny. Except for it's a B-arch because she only added you on Facebook.
I haven't been on my Facebook in a while. I should check that out.
Yeah, she probably has love letters for you and shit.
I want to know, do people love Dash better or do they like M better?
They like you because I'm annoying and racist, apparently. Just because I'm like, yeah, bitch!
You're not racist. Not really.
I'm not really racist. Seriously. I'm a fucking homophobe, though. I hate gay people. So gross.
Anyway, let's talk about something else. Other than that, what are you doing?
Smelling my underarms.
Okay.
What do you want to shout out to?
I want to shout out to, Hannah. Hannah's my fave.
Hannah can eat my butt.
Nah, Hannah is the best. She is the best character in the show. For sure. Come on, you have to admit that.
Nah. She's not, though. Spencer is.
No. Hannah, for sure, is the best character.
You're for sure a beta.
Ashley Benson, you are amazingly beautiful, and you seem really awesome.
Cool and shit, bro, but you know Spencer.
I watched one of her Ustream video things, where she, like, answers questions and shit.
You chatted off to it?
No! That's disgusting! You are disgusting. Alright, well, what do you think of the episode overall? It's good?
It was good. Yeah, it was cool. It wasn't no homecoming, but it was cool.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to spin my wheel
so it away from my computer! No one can hear it.
Because the bearings are just that good.
Alright, we should end the episode.
Oh, but it feels like we hardly even did anything.
We talked the whole time.
Yeah, but I mean, it feels like we didn't have anything, like, good to say this time.
Except we laughed through a lot of it.
Guess what?
What?
Em's, like, leaving in, like, 2 days.
Yeah, they know this. I told them this.
So we have to do another podcast in the next couple of days. But we've already done our Q&A podcast.
Which I haven't edited yet at all.
It's actually quite dramatic. Everyone should grip their seats or be
prepared.
Yeah, for some high stakes. Just throwing it out there.